these are the major drivers of the local economy. And when they're able to invest huge amounts of money and to gain more travelers and raise their ticket prices all simultaneously, tells you business is really expanding. And it's not only the major theme parks, it's also some of the smaller attractions like Fun Spot that put in a new roller coaster. So this is a big boom in tourism. It's occurring all across the country, but it's particularly strong here in Florida and in Central Florida.
What does a thriving local tourism industry translate into for Central Florida residents?
It is one of the major sources of employment. It brings in huge volumes of population that have not only direct effects in the tourism industry, but have consequential effects in all of the supporting industries, and then induced effects. That is, we have a much bigger airport. We have much more extensive amenities and other things in our community that we wouldn't have in a community the size of ours, except for all these tourists who come to visit.
Is there a recent example of a theme park expansion that has had that kind of effect on the community?
Oh, sure. There's been a number of them recently, beginning in 2010 with the opening of Harry Potter's Wizarding World Phase 1. Had a huge boost. We saw almost 2 million additional visitors come to that attraction and to this marketplace. So it doesn't cannibalize the business we have. It, in fact, attracts new visitors in. The other thing that's really unusual about Central Florida is that once we attract a new set of visitors, we seem to retain them on an annual basis. And so it's sort of like a stair step, and it builds up. So when these major attractions open, everything stair steps up by a million or 2 million visitors, stays at that level, and then we get more. We now recently have Antarctica opening at SeaWorld. Legoland has expanded and it's going to have a new village. Last year, Fantasyland completely rebuilt and expanded at Walt Disney World. These are huge investments. They're $500 million and up. And so there's huge private sector investment.
So we're talking significant long-term effects.
Oh, huge. Absolutely huge in our marketplace, especially over the last few years. The national economy has expanded modestly, but our tourism economy has expanded dramatically here in Central Florida with great benefit to the entire local area.
What are some other details about some of the newer expansions? Do you have some of the numbers on that?
Yes. There is no estimate, no public estimate yet for the cost of the Antarctica Empire of the Penguins. But approximately $400 to $500 million is probably in the right range, given the size and scope and the number of rides. The Transformers ride will open in 2013 at Universal. It has a cost of approximately $150 million. There is a huge expansion, as we said, coming for the Wizarding World in 2014. The Legoland expansion is dramatic, probably another $200 million invested. And then, of course, last year, the cost of opening a newly expanded Fantasyland, the size and scope was certainly more than $500 million of direct capital investment.
So on the one hand, you've got Central Florida theme parks' unusual but highly profitable quirk, where if they bring in new tourists, which they have been about 1 or 2 million a year, those tourists keep coming back and that number keeps building. But on the other hand, you've got attractions expanding some to the tune of $400 or $500 million. Is it going to balance out at the end of the day? Do you think it's worth their investment in Central Florida?
Oh, absolutely. I think these are very savvy and sophisticated companies. They make dramatic investments, and then they promote them as well. So it's not just the capital investment. It's also the promotional budget that goes to support these things that drives the visitation here.
Do you think that the stair-stepping, the building, is going to continue?
I keep expecting that at some point we reach saturation, but I thought that 10 years ago, and certainly has not been the case. We are not only expanding the reach and depth in the United States, but we're getting a lot more international visitors, and certainly there's a lot of scope for growth in that segment of the marketplace.
Do we run into the same old problem, though, of a high number of low-wage jobs when we look at job creation that's driven by this and less diversification?
Well, there's no doubt about that, that our economy is driven by the tourism industry, which is characterized by a large pool of lower-wage jobs. There are also some higher-wage jobs, but on average, the tourism industry has moderate wages. And that's part of the trade-off that comes. We have a relatively low-cost lifestyle here in Central Florida so that people on modest wages can have a great lifestyle. That's not an excuse. It's just that's the structure of our economy. And given the size and scope of the tourism industry, it's not going to change. And it's not a bad thing. It is what it is. It's the strength of our economy.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Good to be with you, Nicole.